Late spring is supposed to be quiet in Unalaska. It's the lull between the two busiest fishing seasons of the year, a time when the town's processing plants go dark. But inside Unalaska's airport, the atmosphere is anything but calm.
Today's Thursday. I've been trying to get out since Monday afternoon.
That's Mark Edwards, a Seattle insurance agent. He's one of about 40 people whose flights were turned away from Unalaska due to bad weather.
In all honesty, the worst isn't missing the flights. It's not canceled flights. It's not the weather. It's not any of that. It's a complete lack of information. And then when you try to get information to talk, ask any question at all, they are so unbelievably rude.
Edwards is all too happy to take the microphone and vent his frustration. Not all of the passengers are as eager. But ask around, and it quickly becomes apparent that many of them are just as angry.
If you ask a question, somebody gets mad at you, basically.
It's kind of third world country-ish.
You treat me like a stepchild around here.
A red-headed stepchild.
People are clearly upset at being stranded for days, so they're doing what anyone would do, calling customer service for help. But that's where it gets complicated. The airplanes landing on the tarmac have Penair's name painted on them, but the actual tickets are issued by Alaska Airlines. According to one passenger, it doesn't matter which airline you call for help. They can't help you, and they both say the same thing.
But they just told me to, check with this person in here.
But the terminal agents working in Unalaska don't have answers either. Earlier in the day, they issued new plane tickets to a group of stranded seafood company employees. But when the plane arrived at the gate, they weren't allowed to board, and the agents couldn't say why. That whole scene played out multiple times as the day wore on. April and her friends are seafood processors. They say they couldn't believe what they were hearing from agents.
I don't know what's going on. That's what they say. I don't know. Ask us later. There's a plate outside, but it's not for you.
It's clear that there's no hard and fast system in place for dealing with a bottleneck like this, even though it happens a lot. Exactly how often isn't public information. The only statistic Penair would share is that 94% of their scheduled flights to Unalaska are eventually completed. But that number doesn't take into account delays. Jose Silva's seen plenty of those in the 20 years he's been working for Westward Seafoods in Unalaska. His flight was canceled almost 3 days ago, and he still hasn't gotten a new itinerary. So every day, he comes to the terminal to wait for word from the Penair gate agents.
You know, we asked them what time they want us to be here, and they told us to come here by noon. And then, you know, since noon until, you know, the end of the day, maybe 9, 10 o'clock in the evening.
And sure enough, as night falls, a Penair agent steps out to address the people who weren't offered a seat on the day's flights. A passenger asks if Penair will actually have space for anyone off the standby list the next day.
We won't know that. We won't know until it all depends if everybody checks in, what the weather is,
no.
Hundred miles away, in Penair's corporate offices in Anchorage, Ron Burnson has the answers everyone is looking for.
We're problem solvers in here.
Burnson's an operations controller for the airline. When the weather takes a turn in Unalaska, his job is to unstrand the dozens of people on the ground, slotting them into the schedule Penair already has or occasionally adding an extra flight. It's pretty abstract to him. Burnson's dealing with seats, not people. But he still says his choices aren't clear-cut.
We deal with the maintenance side of things, and then we deal with the crew side, and then the revenue portion of it as well. And now we got to make the best decision for the company.
In this case, Brinson's talking about Penair. But in reality, another company has just as big a stake in this, Alaska Airlines. And with two airlines involved, it's hard to figure out who's responsible for making things better. For KUCB, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.